Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to the April 2018 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. This is Welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback there because it helps people find the show. Now, today I am going to dispense with the housekeeping, mostly because I am just hoping that this episode is going to work. I really feel bad because I had several people that I hadn't gotten firm dates at, but we'd talked about having on the program so far this year, and there has just been one problem after another. I actually recorded the episode for the Laura Ingalls Wilder birthday party, and it didn't pick up a thing. I did that for a second episode, and the microphone didn't work. This last time, I actually tried to do this episode before, and it ended up where there was the intro music, and then there was like 5 seconds of silence, and then there was the exit music, with nothing in between except those couple seconds of silence. So I have no idea what's going on. I am hopeful that it's something to go with my microphone or the way it's hooked into my computer. So today I'm doing it on my cell phone. If you are thinking it sounds different, that is why. And we're just going to give this a go and see if we can get this working. Because I really have got some great people to show you this year, but if I can't guarantee you the program is going to work, I can't book anybody else to come on. So, assuming you heard all that, let's get started. Well, first off, I just wanted to mention, the first time I did this, it was much closer to Easter, but since Easter was at the beginning of the month this year, at April 1st, I wanted to direct everybody to check out the previous podcast I did a couple years back that is about how people celebrated Easter and specifically dealt with Easter eggs in the late 1900s. And in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I did that. On that podcast, I read a chapter out of the Jean Stratton Porter classic, Laddie, A True Blue Story, which she based on her family experiences growing up. And it really is a fascinating take. She's talking about what her family actually did. And you don't run into a lot of accounts of people talking about how they celebrated Easter. So I think that is really cool. And I direct you back to that episode. Now, with that out of the way, I did want to mention some things that were going on at a couple of the Ingalls homesteads. And one of which, and this might be a little shocking for some people, but the replica cabin that was built in 1977 down at Little House on the Prairie had its issues all along, but has been getting worse. And it basically was to the point where it was considered unsafe. And they took it apart sort of piece by piece. It looked like from the pictures that the Little House in the Prairie Museum posted online that they were doing a pretty thorough job of documenting it. And they have been working with an architectural firm, and they're going to be replacing that replica cabin with another replica cabin, and they hope a barn. And it's always a question with these things until you see the final product, whether that is the right choice or not. But I am very ecstatic to know that they are going to try and include a barn or a stable in this case, because really, I think to someone who has raised on a farm, I think you kind of can get too focused on the little house and the little house stories, and that there was a lot of stuff going on outside, and that's at least as much of the story as what's going on in the house. So to not represent that is, I think, a big mistake for any home site. So I am just very glad they're going to do that, and apparently they have the money to put it up, cabin up. They have an ongoing multi-step plan, and we will have to see what becomes of that, because they have had other multi-step plans before, but hopefully we are going to get a beautiful new cabin, and we will have to see what happens to that. But it sounds like that will be open this summer. So if you were just considering a trip down to Independence, it sure sounds like you should make that decision and head on south. Now, I also wanted to point out that Mansfield has started its season for the year. They open up every year on March 1st, and they are also being involved with the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival, which is in Marshfield, Missouri. So not Mansfield, Marshfield. And it is a big deal. Now, I haven't ever been to it, though it's been on my life goals list for a while. But I can tell you that a couple years ago, the headliner guest was Laura Bush. So they have national level people coming to this event every year. And I just never have been able to get down there, and I'm not going to be able to make it this year either. But they are going to have Alison Ingram, who plays Nellie Olson, and Charlotte Stewart as two of the speakers this year. And it's going to be April 26th and 28th. Now, there's going to be a Friday luncheon available at the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival for an additional fee. At that luncheon, which is going to be sponsored by the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home Association, it's going to serve as a fundraiser for the restoration of artifacts. They are particularly calling out in their advertising a crazy quilt that Laura did that needs some kind of conservation done to it. But they really need to be focusing somewhat more on the artifacts. They've gotten their museum built. They really have pretty much of the Laura's original land bought as they're going to be able to in any sort of near future. So now they're kind of taking the chance to turn their attention to the artifacts and the archive, and we wish them all the best with that. And at this luncheon, William T. Anderson, who is, of course, our favorite Laura Ingalls Wilder expert, will be joining Ingram and Stewart to do a Reader's Theater performance called Laura Ingalls Wilder Remembered at the luncheon. So that alone, I think, is worth a trip down south to Missouri. And if my schedule was run a little differently, I would have made the trip, because that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Also want to point out that Spring Valley, Minnesota, also had their meeting and annual meeting and dinner in this month, which is going to be April 22nd. So if you're a little closer to Spring Valley, which is near, Rochester, kind of the same corner of the state as the Twin Cities, that may be something worth checking out. And I also wanted to let you know that I have some events planned this month, And they are I left them, and this is the problem with having too many tabs open at once. There we go. Okay, so I actually have quite a few programs set up in April. It tends to be my busiest month of the year is always April, with the possibility of September putting in a last-minute surge and going on by. But April is National Library Week, and there's a lot of special programming going on. There's also one-room school tour programming going on, so having those things both fall in April, I've got a lot of them. So tomorrow, April 10th, I'm going to be presenting at the Swisher Public Library in Swisher, Iowa. It's right off of 380, not very far, and I'm going to be doing Packing Up, which is one of my programs where Laura is 1894, and she's packing up, getting ready for that last move from DeSmet to Mansfield. As she goes through her trunk to see what she can leave behind, she finds an artifact from each place she lived and remembers living there. Now, the big one that I'm excited about this year is going to be on Saturday, because I don't often get asked I've never gotten asked to speak in Missouri before. So this is my first Missouri speaking engagement, and I'm going to be doing I've done other states around, just never Missouri for some reason, and I'm going to be doing two programs in Missouri next Saturday, April 14th. I'm going to be at the Mindorf Creedle branch at 10 a.m. of the St. Charles City County Library District, and I'm going to be doing A Long Way Home, The Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and then in the afternoon at the Spencer Road branch, I'm going to be doing In the Kitchen with Laura, which, if you're unfamiliar, is where I combine Laura's story with food history, and people learn all about how cooking has changed and how Laura's life was impacted by cooking and food. I've got a one-room school program on April 16th. On the evening of April 17th, I'm going to be in Marion at the Marion Public Library, in Marion, Iowa, doing Packing Up again, and that one's going to be an evening program at 7 p.m. I've got a one-room school program classes where I'm going to be teaching on Wednesday, April 18th. I'm going to be at the Rudd Public Library in Rudd, Iowa, doing Long Way Home on April 20th at 3:30. I'm going to be at the Cascade A public library in Cascade, Iowa, and A Long Way Home at April 21st at 10 a.m. I'm going to be at the Des Moines Public Library in Des Moines, Iowa, and The Kitchen with Laura, April 23rd, 2018, at 2 p.m. I'm going to be doing the one-room school classes on Wednesday, April 25th. And I went ahead and put one more program that's actually for May on my list, because it's going to be right at the beginning of May, and that's going to be in the Tama County Historical Society at Tama, Toledo, Iowa. And I'm going to be doing the Packing Up program there. And they asked me back about 2 seconds after I finished speaking last year, so I'm glad that I'm going to get a chance to go back to Tama. And I think that is pretty much all that's going on. We are going to hope that this actually recorded. And either way, I am going to try and do another episode maybe this week, if not next, where I'm going to be doing a reading, since my World Read Aloud Day episode did not take. And we'll see how this one goes, and hopefully I'll have you back for that one. And remember, brighten the corner where you are.
Thank you.